Amen, amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. What a privilege and an honor and a blessing. Hallelujah. Just to come before your presence on tonight. Amen. Like the song say, he rolls the stone away. How many of them know that we had a whole lot of stones in our life? Amen. We thank God on tonight that God looked down on us tonight. He began to roll some stones away in our life on tonight. So I don't know about you all, but I'm excited about what God has for the people of God on tonight. Amen. We do honor the Spirit of Christ who's ahead of my life and your life on tonight. And we do great honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity. We do honor Pastor E for giving the women the opportunity to be able to come forward and utilize their gifts. Amen. We thank God for them because we got a whole lot of men that really don't believe in women's ministry. But I thank God for Pastor E that God has laid upon his heart to set this time aside for different women to be able to come forward. And the most important thing, he trusts the God is in us. Amen. So we just like to go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we ask you to assemble us on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, if we say anything that's not pleasing to your sight, we ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, touch your people on tonight. Hallelujah. Open up their spirit if they might be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the body of the Christ on tonight. So, Father God, I ask you to just have your way on tonight. Hallelujah. Move how you want to move on tonight, God. We just want to thank you once again that you allow us to see another blessed Thursday night. So, Father God, we give you all praise, all glory, all honor. We shall bow your name on tonight, and you say hallelujah. It's the highest praise. So we just want to thank you once again. And we do give you glory in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Amen. We're coming from a scripture that we all familiar with tonight. And it's going to be coming from Psalms 23, amen, 1 through 6 verse on tonight. We all know that scripture. But sometimes God wants to go in and get the deep revelation on tonight, amen. So we're going to start at verse 1, Psalms 23, verse 1, talking about the shepherd, amen. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. The Lord is Lisa's shepherd, and Lisa shall not be in want. That's good. We can read that truly, if the Lord's really our shepherd on tonight, amen. He said, what's a shepherd? A shepherd is someone that has a heart of God. A shepherd is someone that's ready to look out for the sheep, as we can say it, amen. But a good shepherd is going to do what? Take care of his people on tonight. So if we said the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want, why are we still complaining? Why are we still grumbling? Why are we still fussing? Why are we don't we trust God? Why is it that we don't believe that he is my shepherd? We say it with our mouth, but what do the words say? You confess with your mouth, but your heart is what so far from it. We're going to give a little referral that talking about a shepherd. A good shepherd is someone, he tends to his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arms and comes to them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. What God's saying, when you got a baby in Christ, we got a baby just getting saved. We know we cannot deal that baby safe right away. Amen. We know we have to give that baby gentle with milk. See, some of us don't want to come down to where the babies are at. Well, what did he say? He said he gathered the lamb in his arm and he carried them. How many was it not there? We know the funeral. What are we going to say? I got mine. You got to get yours tonight. Don't none of us will take time and carry the sheep. Nobody want to carry the baby because we feel like they should have it all together. But we have to learn how to come down right for the individual event. Now, we know we got some apostles and bishops and pastors say, oh, hey, I ain't coming down on your level. But what if God would have told us that? And here's what he want to say is, Lisa, Pastor E, Evangelist Carolyn, Evangelist Terry, who will allow him? Like, what if Jesus would have said, I'm not carrying down for you? What if Jesus would have said, I'm not going to carry you in my arms? I'm not going to close you close to my heart? But why can't we have a heart of compassion like Jesus? If we say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, if he's your shepherd, that means you got a good father. You got a good daddy. You got a good Lord, a good God, a good Jesus Christ. Amen, like, somebody. And he said he gentle, lead those that have young. So what he's saying, I got some babies out here, and I got to carry them babies close to my heart. What he's saying close to my heart is, he said, I have to protect them. babies because they're babies. That's what a good shepherd is. What a good shepherd say, he will leave that 99 and go after that one. But we got some castles. Let's keep it real. You know them well. You ain't going to go off no 99. No, leave them 99. Go after that one. What you say? Oh, the 99. Oh, they're going to place that one. But see, that's not a good shepherd. A good shepherd will go after that one lost soul. He will search and seek, send a word out to help you send for the soul, for so and so. I'm looking for them. So guess what he's doing? He said, I got to go carry them. I got to keep them close to me because I know right now they're not really brought on their own. That is a good shepherd tonight. So tonight, do you have a good shepherd that you can say you honor, you look up to? You can say, that's my pastor. He's a good shepherd. My pastor has gone on heart. My pastor goes to the streets and hits the highway. My pastor goes, he don't mind going to the hospital, going to this home. He don't mind going on the street corner. Because guess what he do? He said, I know that ain't my job. But until God raised me up and means that where is a God, I can send out them. I have to go out them. That's what a good shepherd is. It ain't about the towel. It ain't about your credentials. It's about a man after God's heart. Tonight, can you call your pastor a good shepherd? Oh, my God. Think about it. We got some heart and some pride. Pastors and officials and apostles and faithful ministry, they is not going to do what the word of God say. They ain't going to go out there and look for that one lost sheep. Come on. Because they're going to say, I ain't got time. But that's not where your heart's supposed to be at. See, when the body of Christ comes together, unity as one. You can know all of your labels, your members. It's one mission in the service on a Sunday of Tuesday night. You're supposed to say, okay, somebody need to check on Brother John. Well, John is faithful in his Bible study. He don't miss church, but he hasn't been here in a couple weeks. So that's a shepherd that's concerned about his sheep. That means he ain't going to say, oh, what's going on with him? He must be on fight sled. Oh, what's going on with Brother John? Your job is to sign somebody to go and check on Brother John and make sure he's okay. That is a good shepherd that's willing to carry them. Oh, my God. And that's about that thing. I got to keep him close to me because right now I cannot release Brother John to go out there. He's not ready yet because right now Brother John is what? He's still on milk. So until God graduates, tell me to release him off of the milk. Now I get him whole milk. Come on, somebody. Whole milk is you got to be able to hold down the infant milk. The similar like first, now I give you whole milk, 2%. Come on, somebody, skim milk. Because now you don't got a little older. So tonight, again, what can you say about your pastor? Oh, my God. What kind of shepherd is you got covering you? What kind of shepherd is you got that you can look up to and you can honor him and say, I thank God for my pastor. He is a good shepherd. But the key thing is, before we get a pastor, the Lord is our shepherd first. Because the key says, how can you hear without a preacher? Come on, somebody. He said, how can you be sent unless a pastor has sent you? Meaning a pastor has released us to go out first. But you still have to say, I thank God for my pastor. He truly is a good shepherd. Amen, somebody. Let's go to Psalm 85, and we're going to do verse 13. Amen. It says, the Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Oh, my God. Read it one more time. Verse 12. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest, and the righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. So the Lord is saying tonight, the Lord will indeed give what is good. Come on, somebody. What the word of God said, everything God makes was good and very good. If he created me and you, he said, you ain't only good, but you are very good. And then what he says, a righteous man puffed up is ordered by the Lord. Come on, somebody. So a righteous man puffed up is ordered by the Lord. That means that man will get full of direction from God before he do anything, before he make any move. He said, let me go back and make sure God is ordering my footsteps to do this, to do that. Because the word says, and what the man's footsteps is what? He's saying it is ordered by the Lord on tonight. So we thank God for what God is doing in this hour, and we just want to praise him in advance. Amen. So if we're going to talk about verse 3 tonight, amen, we just thank God for this word. Verse 3 tonight, amen. This is what the word of the Lord says. He restored my soul. He guided me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So what this read is Psalm 85, 13, they're all tied in to that verse right there, what I just read. Oh, verse 3, he restored. See, you know the key thing about it, when God restore us, can't nobody restore us like God. So guess what? If a man or woman restore us, they're going to get all the credit, all the glory, all the honor. But they're going to say, this is what I did. And then they're going to say, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be where you was at because I. But see, it shouldn't be about us. It should be about God. That's why the Bible said, don't let nobody pat you on the back, only you did a real good job for the brother. Because you have to watch the one pat you on the back, and don't fight you the one to turn around and stab you. Don't fight you the one to turn around and say, if it wasn't for what I did. So whatever we do, we should do it what? To the glory of God. Amen. That's why it's so important that we have to know who is our shepherd. Come on. See, tonight he said, the Lord is my shepherd. That means what he's saying, I'm making it personal. Everybody can't tell the Lord is my shepherd because they don't really know what a shepherd is. They don't really know what is a shepherd. Amen. Some people don't even really know the definite is a shepherd. You have to know really what is a shepherd. Is it just somebody that say that's what he is? But I don't see no fruit. I don't see no spirit. I don't see no trees growing on him. I don't see no harvest on him. All I'm hearing, he's saying, oh, I'm a shepherd. I'm a shepherd, and I've been called by God. I've been ordained by God. I've been qualified by God. But are you walking in the fruit of the Spirit? Every leader must have a fruit of the Spirit because you're gonna have different people and different levels, different places, different dimensions, and everybody's not willing to do the long suffering. Everybody's not willing to have the love like God said in the fruit of the Spirit. Everybody don't have meekness, gentleness. Come on, somebody. So you must have the fruit of the Spirit if we're going to be a good shepherd. What about a shepherd after God's own heart? What about a shepherd that's willing to lay his life down? What about a shepherd say, I'm going after this one soul? Though I might have 200, 300, 400, 500, but guess what? I'm still going to go after that one soul because that's what the word of God told me to do. We must do what the word of God say on tonight. It's time to really turn our face. Do what God say do. He said, what? Go in and touch in the highway. He said, compel them to come. He said, love and kindness help I draw thee. How you going to go out there and compel somebody when you know you ain't able to get yourself together? First of all, he said, go in love. You can't go out there judging nobody. He said, how you going to judge that sinner man? And guess what? One day, you're a sinner. We all saved by grace. That's no good thing in another book on tonight. Amen. We only good because we're good because of what God said. That's why he said, ain't no good in none of us. Come on, somebody. We only good because we are in right standing with God. And we are the righteousness of God. That's why, again, don't let nobody brag and boast on you. Amen. Let's go to verse 4. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Now, he said, even though I walk through the valley of death, Now, we're going to go through some valleys. We're going to go through some shadows. But he said, you don't have to fear. This God is God is with us. Okay, why are so many Christian peoples fear of what people are going to do to them? People are so afraid to go out at nighttime because in their mind, something might happen. But the word of God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a love and a power and a sound mind. Then he said, perfect love going to cast out all fear. So he said right here, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, he said, I fear no evil, for you are with me. So God said, if I'm with you, why are you fearing evil? He said, if I'm with you, why you don't trust me? If I'm with you, why you don't believe me? If I'm with you, why you don't take me at your word? You're saying it with your mouth, but you're afraid of a shadow on the wall. Oh, I saw something in my house. Something moving. There's a shadow. If you're going to touch the wall and look on the wall, but that shadow that we fear. And the fear is the battle in our mind. We are so fearful, so fearful. It's sad. But we say, oh, I'm anointed. I'm anointed by God. I'm a prophet. I'm a fish. I'm a prophet. So I'm walking in fivefold ministry. But you don't even go down to that corner down there because you're afraid it might be a drive-by. I ain't going out there. You know what the Bible says. Be careful when you go out there among the wolves. Or just what you're supposed to do among the wolves. Jesus went among the sinners. Come on. He did it. When he went to Peter didn't want to touch him out. Jesus didn't judge Peter because David was a murderer. But did he judge David? No. So why are we fearing when God said, I'm with you? If God said he with us, you can go anywhere you want to go. Look, I want you to know God is with you and know that God has released you. If he assigned you to go to certain places, God says, I got your back. But this is another time that we got to rise up, faith of God. Rise up out of this fear. Talking about all of this stuff, witchcraft and all of this stuff, black magic, burning candles and all of this stuff. But he said in the word, you can drink close and then it won't hurt you. You can eat things that won't hurt you because God said, if I got you covered, if you don't clot the blood over you, over your mind, your body, your doorpost, he said, when the enemy tries to come to your house, hallelujah, if he don't come on your doorstep, what will happen? He's going to see the blood. He's going to pass on over. The enemy can't come with the blood is set. When you try to come over your doorpost and I'm applying the blood across never over every window and every door, guess what? The enemy cannot even trespass on your property. Because he's getting stuff on your property, he's going to see the blood. Come on, somebody. And he's going to say, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. I was getting ready to go over there. Well, I can't go. Because God said, you apply the blood. See, you don't plead the blood. He said, apply the blood. Man, guess what? Apply the blood of my doorpost. Well, speaking of my doorpost, I'm commanding the angels to watch over my house. I apply the blood. Every wonder seal is covered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you speak a word, decree, and declare, and God says he's going to perform it. But my thing tonight, what kind of power, what kind of word coming out your mouth? Oh, my God, is it word of that word? Obey power and anointing. The Bible said the anointing of God comes to what? Destroy angel yokes. What kind of power in you? What kind of mountain are you speaking out of your mouth that you command? Demons to tremble. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, even in Peter's shadow, people got healed in their shadow. People, we walk past people, they can feel something about us. That's when they'll know that you have been in the presence of the Most High God. They'll know that you have been set free, know that you are free indeed. Come on, somebody, because when you spend time in prayer, he said, if you want more power, you want more anointing, you want to be free, delivered, he said, pray, seek my faith. What did the Bible say? These times come through what? Much faster, much prayer. It's time for the saints of God to go on a fast. We don't got so comfortable. When the last time you fast? Oh, my God. When you fast, going on fast, if you need a breakthrough, I dare you to put your plates down. I dare you to go and pray. Go in and intercept your prayer. You want to see a move of God take place? Go into prayer. Much is given, much is required tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. thank you for this word on tonight, God. Verse 5 says, Thy prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Oh, my God. Now, if God is saying, Thy prepare a table before me in the very presence of my enemies, How is it that we in scripture? Okay, God don't want us to brag and boast when He prepared a table before putting our enemy. What He's saying, I'm gonna show your enemies what I did for you. But it ain't for us to send out on email and Facebook and Twitter and putting on the TV. Oh, this is for all my hate, all my enemies. He said, God prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So what God is saying, I'm going to bless you right before them. You ain't got to advertise it. You ain't got to announce it. He said, I'm going to let them see what I have did for you. So what God said, when they see you, they're going to know, oh, my God, I said this, I put this down, I put that down, I kissed that woman of God, man of God, it didn't work. Because I prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He said, Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup overflow. What is in your cup tonight that's overflowing? What's in your cup tonight that's overflowing to yourself and your brother? See, when God begins to overflow with blessing, it's going to be a transformation. It's going to be transferred to the other person. So He don't want us to get all this blessing and we keep it to ourselves. He said He's going to transfer whatever He has blessed us with. And don't say, well, I got my God, but you know. Bless others. What does the Bible say? What may happen for you, somebody else going to make it happen for me. Amen. I tell you, this word is good tonight. I don't know about you all, but I'm just enjoying it right here. It says, good, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. What kind of house tonight are you building? What kind of house have you built lately? Come on, somebody. Jesus said, my house shall be called of what? The house of prayer. So whose house has you built? Who has you blessed lately, somebody? See, we can say that all day long, but really, God's making an answer. He said, who? We're going to read Psalm 27 and verse 1. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? So what he's saying is, I'm asking a question. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? That's the key thing right now. We're not supposed to be fearing nobody. If we're going to fear anybody, let's fear God. Let's fear the Lord. Jesus Christ, yes. And that fear me, I reverence them. I respect them. But you don't have to fear, I don't want her to hold me tonight because she got spirits on him. I don't want him to touch me. Got spirits on him. I don't understand. But you say you anointed. You are anointed. You've been set aside. You've been called by God. You've been qualified. You've been chosen by God. And you're afraid that somebody hugs you, somebody shake your hand because you know it's a spirit transfer. Okay, if you're so anointed, when they hug you, they should feel the power of God in them. They should start repenting about that. Oh, they said, oh my God, I'm going to be saved. When she touched me, she hugged me, something happened. So the power in them, the fire in them, it should be called people to get delivered, set free. You say you are lost and you chosen by God. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, guess what? He said, when they come around, then that's going to be a chain. enter to the place of worship, we begin to set the atmosphere in our holy room. I start get up and just worship the Lord because there's a transfer. He transferred the anointing, he transferred the prophetic on other people around them. But you can't be caught in some trying to speak in tongues and oh, I want to be seen. He said, if you speak in tongues, the Bible says, if you go around unbelievers, you speak in tongues, you're going to have an interpret. Interpret what you're saying. So he said, the gentleman interpret your tongues. All you're doing is edify your own self, unless you can interpret your own tongues. That's why it's not good if you want to talk too much in the ministry, in churches, but people don't know about talk. They're like, what are you saying? What are you saying? Oh, my God. I don't know what they're saying. Because that's why he's saying, if you speak in tongues, you need to have an interpretation there to interpret what you're saying, unless you can speak through your own tongue. And if not, give you a word through your own tongue, you still got to go to the pastor, apostle, say, pastor, the Lord gave me a word. Is it okay if I release this word to the body of Christ? In order. And some of us don't want to be ordered, we just want to be seen. That's why we find ourselves in error. That's why you need to know tonight about a shepherd. A shepherd is somebody close to God. But you know he will commit to you. If he hear your tongue going out, and first off, he will king into the spirit and say, let me see what he's told. Is this a God or it's a devil? Because the devil can speak in tongues too. So a good shepherd, when you start speaking in tongues, he called a church to be silent. Because what he's doing, he says, shh, no music playing. Because he's going to hear these tongues and make sure that it is coming straight from God. If it is, then after a while, the pastor either he'll interpret or his wife, a prophet, apostle, he'll say, I got to interpret what they're saying. Because it's a word for the body of Christ. So why are we so fearful of people giving us a hug, shaking our hands, riding our car, coming to our house? Everybody coming to my house, honey. My house is clean. I don't let my spirits in my house, honey. You got to be careful who you entertain. So the Bible says you could be entertained of angel on the world. You don't even know. And how you don't know? Because you so caught up on yourself. That's why he said he gives grace to the humble. The more you humble yourself, the more what? Power, anointing, wisdom, knowledge, revelation. Again, why are we fearful? Did God say, I'm with you? And he said, what? He said, I anointed you. He said, he anointed you. Okay, the pastor can know us we're all. The pastor can lay hands on us and say, God say, I'm going to lay hands on you, and God going to transfer a prophetic. But remember, the prophet always said, I'm going to lay hands on you, but God going to do this. He said, I'm going to do it. So there's no, if we got power, it's order, but it's good to say, God said, when I lay hands on you, there's going to be a transformation. Amen? Because this verse says, he said, he anointed my head with oil. So tonight, who has you allayed? Who have you allowed to anoint you? If you run a pastor, if there's no growth, there's no fruits, first off, if you not look at your pastor, it's your pastor, you can run that ministry. Is that ministry growing? Are you seeing the fruit in that ministry? Because you wouldn't say, my pastor is a good shepherd. A good shepherd is, like I said at the beginning of this lesson, a good shepherd is someone willing to come down to your level. It doesn't matter how high he is. God said, come down to the right where people of God are. And then God said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to elevate all of us up together. So guess what? What he's saying is nobody will be left behind. This word is good, y'all. My God, Isaiah, hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm a first five. This is what it's saying on tonight. Amen. Thank you for this word on tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless us right in front of our enemies. So what he is saying, I'm going to bless you in front of your enemies. The key word, we need to learn how to close our mouth. Proverbs is talking too much. You go around bragging and boasting on yourself. But why is it you doing that? When he said tonight, and God said, I'm going to bless you in front of your enemy, you ain't got an appetite. guess what, baby? They're going to see it. They're going to say, oh, my God, I don't know what it is about Mother Kim, Mother Terry, but I saw her. There's something in her. Oh, my God, I see the glory. Oh, my God, God will bless her. He'll prepare a table before her in the presence of her enemy. So, Carol, why you ain't telling nobody? See, you don't go to advertise what God is doing. What he said, I will bless you in secret, and then I will open rewards you. Some of us doing things because our motives are strong. Some of us doing things, our motives not true. Some of us doing things because we want to be seen by men. The Bible said, don't be a man pleaser, but be what? A God pleaser tonight. He said, better please God than please me in the day. Come on, somebody. When that man woke up and leaves you, what you going to do then? That's why he said, don't get caught up on the person. Get caught up on the God in the person. Amen? Because sometimes we can all fall and slip. So what if your person falls and slip? What's going to happen then? Come on, somebody. Are you going to continue? Are you going to talk about your pastor? The Bible says what? Go and restore one in the spirit of meekness and love. So we what we do, soon as somebody falls, what we going to do? Oh, I knew it. And first thing you want to say, oh, they must don't sin. They must don't fornicate. They must don't have this. Time it don't happen. Oh, why they sin? You don't even know. It might be God doing it. Sometimes God strip us because he see that we walking in a pride spirit and walking in a Holy Spirit. But you are the misjudging me. Don't even know why God is stripping me, because he say, guess what, I'm going to strip you down, because God say, number one, I didn't give it to you. He said, number two, you got it the wrong way. Number three, he said, you forgot about me, so I'm going to strip it down from you. I'm going to start all back over again, so you're going to know that this time you're going to say, it was nobody but God did it for me. Amen. Prophet Jeremiah 3, verse 15, is going to be my last scripture. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15. The Lord said to me, faithfulness. Let me read over again. I'm sorry. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15. The Lord said unto me, faithfulness, before is more righteousness than a faithfulness Judeal. He said, go proclaim this message to the word to the north. Return faithfulness Israel and declare the Lord, I will fight no you longer, for I am merciful, declare the Lord, and I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your God, you have rebelled against the Lord your God. So the Lord is saying right here, the Lord said to me, faithfulness before is more righteousness than unfaithfulness, Judeal. He said, go. Proclaim this message toward the Lord. God has gave particular assignment to right here. But even us, God has given us a particular assignment. He said, oh, Lord, and we're telling God, I'm going south. How are you going to go and tell God what you want to do and you ain't your own? That's why some of us tonight have shipwrecked. That's why some of us tonight has had a premature baby. That's why some of us tonight had a miscarriage. You have aborted your baby. You abort your vision, your daughter, because you want to do your own thing. So what does the word of God say? Lean not to your own understanding in all your way. If you acknowledge me, I will direct your path. He ain't saying he going to make us. He said lean not. So what is he saying? Get instruction from me. Get what I have for you to do. And guess what? He said, then I will lead you. But some of us tonight don't want to do what the word of God say. God say, go north. We're going to tell God, I don't want to go north. Or I just feel in my spirit that we're not supposed to be going north. I feel in my spirit we're supposed to be going south. And God going to say, if you go north, this is where I'm going to save you from. If you go south, there is destruction. So what we say, oh, God has not given me a spirit of fear, a love of the power of sound, man, because of all love. And then he said that no weapon formed against me, it shall not prosper. You can say it all day long. But that still ain't what God said. God said go north, and that's what God means. God do not change what he said. You can't go back and change the word. You can't go back and change to take from the Lord. I know this is what the word of the Lord says in Psalm 23. Lord, my shepherd, shut him up. But this is what I'm going to say. No. You didn't say what the word of God says. That's why it's so important, sisters and brothers, bring your word with you. Because we got some false prophets out there, some false apostles, pastors, and teachers. And if you ain't careful, they will tell you this is not the word of God saying. And if you don't know the knowledge of what the word of God is saying, you will think what they say is right and they are wrong. That's why when you go to ministry, don't be so quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Listen real closely. What the Bible say? Judge nothing. He said, carry the whole conclusion out first. Before you're so quick to make your answer, and sometimes it's good if we just say, football brother, let me get right with you. Okay, if you just give me a few minutes or a day or hour, I get right with you. Don't be so quick to say, oh, yes. See, when they're talking to us, anything, if we recount to people, we need to listen real good. Listen. Don't say nothing. Listen real good and say, to the Lord, open up my insight so I can either give them the right thing to say. If it's a time, if it's not time, don't be afraid to say, let me get up with you later. So right now, God has not given me anything to release to you. But give me some time, and I'll get right with you. And if they don't understand, you already going to know they call you for the wrong reason. Because sometimes God do not answer us right away. Sometimes God make us wait. It's what he said. God said, if I'm not speaking to you, if I ain't answering you when you finish praying, you need to lay in his presence, and then he release you, get up. If he still ain't saying anything, what he's saying, just be still. It ain't time for me to answer you yet. You can't put a time on, oh God, when to answer our prayer. You can't put a time on when to answer our vision, our dream and goal. What God say, my time is not your time. So we need to learn the key thing is, if we ain't going to trust God or we ain't going to trust God. This is the season that you must know who God is for your own self. So the Bible say, if it's possible, what did he say? The very elect will be deceived. You got to know people that's laboring among you. He said, know them that labor among you in the gospel. He said, know them by the fruit, by the spirit. Somebody committed to you tonight, you should know them by the spirit, by their fruit. You should know by that, they bear some good fruit. You know what? I seen the evidence. I see the fruits. They told me, I gave them assignment. And they quickly took the assignment, they began to do it. And they thought about to me, they said, Pastor, this is what I told me, I did it. That's the fruit of your labor of mourner. Amen. So tonight, I know this word had blessed somebody on tonight. Amen. I thank God for the word of God on tonight. He gave it to me, and he gave it to me, but he told me to break it down in different levels, different revelation, different knowledge and wisdom. Amen. So the word is always for us first. God gave us the word. It's for us first. Let me know, Lisa. You said, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. For he said, that means you should not be wanting nothing. Nothing like it in the kingdom of God. We don't like the nothing because we're in the kingdom of God. So tonight, at this time, I'm going to be lying and might have a special prayer request. I want to pray for you. You might have a testimony at this time. The lines open at this time. Turn it in the hand of Pastor E at this time.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I have a lot of built up because you just came with a word tonight. This is one of them nights. I don't even think I need to open up the line. You brought it straight, cutthroat. And I'm gonna tell you one thing that I really love is that we didn't talk about this before, or did we? Schedule. Let's talk about this week. But you're right on point on. How do we treat one another? But first of all, how do we treat ourselves? Yes, are we really trying to do the right thing on ourselves? Are we really trying to preach the sermon to ourselves? Are we really trying to be accountable to to ourselves that now we can be accountable to others. You brought that word tonight. You ain't got to remind me. I heard you snap your hands about five times. This word is good. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
My God. Bless you.
Bless you. But we will open the lines and give you an opportunity to get in, because there may be one person on this broadcast tonight that doesn't know Jesus the way we know Jesus. And you say, how can I be like you? It doesn't take long. We got to start a packet for you right now. All it says is believe.
Yes, yes.
Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Apostle Prophetess Lisa Harris.
Yes, praise the Lord. I tell you, glory be to God. She did bring a good word. This word is good. Evangelist Prophetess Lisa, I tell you, you brought a word, but you just closed with something when you said that thy shall not want. No, we shouldn't want, because when we have Jesus, we have all we need. And I tell you, some people have to put their needs and put those wants. We should not want for anything. So glory be to God. I love this. You was giving so much, so I thank God for the archives too, that I can go back and listen to it over again. And also, good evening to you, Pastor E, and all the listeners. Amen.
What's up, family? How are you?
I'm blessed. You know I'm blessed.
You know how we do it.
That's right. God is good, and I love the way she broke down Psalms 23, because that's something we should all just take time, verse for verse, word for word, and just get an understanding of what the Lord is speaking to us personally, and take it personal and put ourselves in that scripture throughout his whole word. Because I love his word.
Don't get mad at me because I'm a tag team on that on that whole book tomorrow on Wake Up, Get Up, Move Your Purpose. We going there. You see, that breaks it down
good.
Is that you have to really understand that when you are relating with God, not people, not situations, not circumstances, but when you're relating with God, you have to know the shepherd to be a shepherd.
And to be able to not
tell people what to do, but lead people by how you walk, how you talk, how you act, it's so many areas that we have to be. You know, I was telling one of my friends the other day, I said, you think you ain't being watched? People watch, you are being watched.
Yes.
Eyes are on you.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to really, accountability, there we go.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you, Minister Terry.
God bless you. Love you all, family.
Prophetess Lisa, do you have something to say to her?
No, woman of God, I just truly thank God for her darling me. I thank God for the support, and I thank God for the deposit, because the Bible says iron sharper than iron. We can say that all day long, but are we really sharpen each other? Meaning is, I should be able to build her up. I should be able to encourage her. If she comes to me and goes, woman of God,
I need
you to pray for me. I should be able to go in.
Thank
see, woman about me, people ask me to pray for them. I'm not asking no questions. Because once I begin to go into prayer for them, I begin to intercede, and God's going to give me what they need. He's going to open up. So that's why it's not good to tell everybody what you need, because if you're through the intercession, you're through the prayer warrior, through prophetess, God's going to give you the insight what she needs. And she ain't going to say nothing, because I'm connected
that's
to
right.
you.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But to you, you said something about, you started talking about tongues, right?
Come on.
And yes, tongues are a tool and a gift to be used. But I have gotten so comfortable with my tongues and being able to speak to God, because, see, tongues is a language that only God understands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can have instances where God gives us a moment that we can give a word and it can be interpreted. But I grew to another level of prophetess where I know that now when I speak in tongues, nobody can block it from God.
Come on.
So I don't worry about speaking in the public. I just like to speak in God one-on-one. I don't want to do it on the broadcast. I don't want you to hear it, because you can't understand. Why am I going to bombard you with a language you can't understand when I want God to understand it?
That's true.
Oh, my God. See, if we get to those types of revelations and principles in life, we're not looking to who's doing better or who's doing worse. We know we're doing our best. Because we do it for God, not for you. Some people speak in tongues just so you be like, oh, that girl, did you see her? She tore it up. And you be like, what did she say? I don't know, but she tore it up. And she spoke in tongues. I'll be like, no. See, you have to know that that tool is for you and God one-on-one.
Yes, it is. One-on-one.
The devil can't understand your tongues because the Holy Spirit is leading it. He cannot interpret it. Now, yes, he can speak it. And yes, he can fool you and deceive you with his own. But I'm talking about a holy, righteous tongue that's to God. Nobody can understand that. Cannot interpret
that's right.
I'm going to tell you all tonight. I'm going to shut up after this. But listen to me talk to God. I guarantee you, you can never interpret it.
Wow. Try it.
If somebody is really talking to God one-on-one, you just happen to be in that environment and you like in a really worship environment where everybody's getting it on, and you say, wow, he going at it. Let me see if I can interpret that. It'll never happen because that's going straight to God.
That's right. One-on-one.
And somebody out there tonight need to know, speak in tongues when you need God to know something you don't want the devil to know. Oh, my God. Bye.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
That's real. I do have a word for the woman of God tonight. I always wait just for men in a second. But God told me to tell the woman of God that God says that she in her greatest season. Okay, ministry, and I think God is going to expand your ministry, my sister. And I hear the Father say, God said He get ready to download you with some new revelation. There's some things that you have put up before the Father, your vision, your dream, your goals. And I heard the Father say, you remind me of Solomon.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I hear the Lord say, because you did not ask me, God is getting ready to add some things to you, my sister. And God is going to, God is going to transition you to a whole new level in dimension. I'm not talking about level in places.
Next level.
Because we should be up in
elevation.
The kingdom of God. That we don't elevate levels in place, but we're not going to different dimensions in the kingdom of God. So my sister, God said, hold fast. Everything God told you, God said there was a breach was trying to come between you and your vision. And I heard the people begin to kind of bring that little negative thing. So the Lord said, stop sharing your vision, your dreams, your goal with everybody. Some things we got to be quiet. We got to go to God for ourselves because you got dream killers, you got vision killers, you got haters. So tonight, my sister, I just want to encourage you. That God said, hold fast. Oh, my God. He said, hold fast every promise. Every dream, every vision, even anything that's some things that you have not spoken out to nobody, even the secret things, God said He's going to reveal. He's going to open up for you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
God said He wants you to stay in Psalms 91 for the next 7 days. He said, stay in Psalms 91. They're going to be a great transfer. They're going to be a great, God is going to blow your mind.
Yes, sir. Jesus, stay in position.
And the Lord say for my sister, and I learned how to the Holy Ghost say, be quiet. I ain't going on my own understanding. But guess what? I'm going to go in my flesh. And I want them about me. And the Holy Ghost say, shut up, Lisa. I'm shutting my
mouth. Lord.
Amen. So I thank God tonight, and I appreciate you. I think Apostle McGee, he walked on the line.
He's right here. I see him, but I just, I wanted to let that moment go.
Okay.
I'm about to bring him in next. Minister Terry, you already know.
Yes,
ride
Lord.
Or die, man. What it do?
Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory be to God, I tell you. Ooh. She says, stay
love
in
you,
Psalms
sis.
91. I love you all too, family.
Psalms 91.
God bless you. Amen.
Wake up. Get up. Move.
Now. Amen.
Apostle McGee, welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Blessings be unto you both, to Prophetess and to you, man of God. I'm telling you, what I was hearing, my stomach, I was just leaping. I was fixing food. I had to stop fixing my food because of what I was hearing. And God was just really using her to really open that scripture up in Psalms 23. And I'm telling you, me and you both gonna be grabbing hold to that one. I'm gonna do something with it because God is giving revelation like never before, and I'm pretty excited about the move in the presence of God. And I'm telling you, as the woman of God was ministering to the other woman of God, I kept hearing God say to tell the other woman of God, be careful of dream killers.
My God.
Be careful of vision killers. And be careful of financial killers. Because the enemy is out to destroy the very elect. Anybody, he's going to make sure he tries it. But I come to let you know that the blood is upon your life.
My God.
And I'm telling you, man of God, in the last 5 to 6 months, everything the Lord has been speaking through me has come to pass. Every word that he has given me, and I give it to the people. I don't take credit for it. God has brought it to pass. We spoke about some stuff about over a month ago about how God was going to cancel debt. And trust me, God has done just that. People was getting unexpected debt cancellations that nobody thought would ever take place. And I'm telling you, everybody that hears this tonight, believe me what I'm about to tell you. Some of you are getting ready to walk out of some debt like never before. God is about to cancel some stuff. And then he's about to bring you before favorable people that you're going to be able to not only be debt-free, but you're going to walk into your inheritance. And so I'm going to stop. That's all I got to say, because if I keep going, I get excited. I'm telling you, because God is doing a new thing. He said, would I not do it? He said, if I can feed Elijah, that the fire with the fowls that have the birds to come and feed him and have them to come and bring him drink, if I can take the fowls and come and take care of you, what makes you think I won't take care of you?
Come on.
Man of God, I'm going to tell you something. Because of what you're doing, and because of what you're putting the women of God out there to allow them to minister the word of God, God said, there's nothing I'm going to withhold from you.
Hey, I'm already in that. I'm already living in the non-withholding.
Yeah. So you're going to walk into a no-limit prosperity.
My God.
And no limit prosperity. He said, whatever you shall.
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that no limit. I like that.
No limit.
Whatever
no
you
limit.
Shall ask in my name, I'll give
Come
it
on.
To you.
My
oh.
God. I receive that.
And because
you.
Bless Apostle McGee better than me. Bless Prophetess Lisa better than me. Bless Minister Terry better than me. Bless
come
the whole
on, come
network
on,
better than me. Give them greater than you'll ever give me. Open doors that I'll never see. Oh,
yes,
in the mighty
yes,
name of
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I know how to sow. I know how to sow. Oh, my God.
Yes,
don't release it to me because I'm going to shoot
it
back at you.
I got it.
So I don't want to hold it long. Send it to me and let me redisperse it out.
There you go.
See what I'm saying? My God. That's what I just said. God said he prepared a table for us. That means the table is prepared, it's spread. We both said, Papa E, come over here. Apostle McGee, come on. Mr. Terry, come over here to my house. Table is spread. So if you won't get it. See, that's how you get your blessing. Let God say, whatever I make happen for you, somebody's going to come behind me and going to make it happen for me.
Exactly.
And as quick as you get it, give it away.
Come on. Go ahead. Listen, I'm going to say this and I'm done.
This is the season of giving, but it's also a season that you're going to start receiving like never before. He said, every seed, God said, that you have sown in the last 6 months, he said, get ready for the next 6 months of everything that you gave in the first 6 months of this season. He said, get ready
overflow.
For 6 months of receiving.
Overflow. We already there. We I'm about to we see when we are in the overflow, if Mr. Carol ain't there, Mr. Terry, we forgot to say, come on, so we in the overflow. I want them to come in and work with me so we all can get blessed together. Amen.
Yes. That's why we have the portion rule that we can all just give. Every night, before I get ready to go before the Lord in my sovereign time to say thank Him, I say, Lord, you know what? Anything that's extra, can I give it back? Can I just redeposit it for somebody else that's out there less than me? Then I wake up and I say the same thing, and I'm like, oh my God, you gave me another opportunity. Anything I have, give it freely.
That's it. You're right. Like I say, he gave us another opportunity to fill this line tonight. We all could not see him tonight. But God's grace and his mercy for us.
Yes,
he said, my grace is sufficient for us tonight.
Sufficient.
That's why we all got a chance to say, God, we look up. We don't know we're going to pop on this line after the night. We don't know what's going to happen. But I do hear the Lord say it for you. God say, He's going to enlarge your territory. God's going to bless you indeed. I hear the Lord say that is another ministry coming out of you. God said, get ready, because God is already expanding the network.
I am ready. Believe that. You better believe it. I am ready. But not for me, but for you.
Come on.
I'm not ready for me. I'm ready for you.
Yes.
I'm ready for you. Anybody connected to me, and they know that when they get to know me, is that what God gives me is only to open up for somebody else.
Come on, Pastor.
And
hallelujah.
How we can be of excellence and how we can be of one accord.
Yes.
And I know one thing about the Word of God that makes me excited. He said he ain't coming back for one church. Three churches or five churches, he's coming back for one church without spot nor blemish. That means we get along. That means no matter if you like dark and I like light, we still can get along. It don't matter if you like to do church at 9 and I like to do church at 11. We still get along. One church. Man, I love you guys. We got about 45 seconds. Hey, look, we got about 45 seconds before this is shut down. Pray us out of here, prophetess.
Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you again for this word of God that came on tonight. We thank you that you opened our spirit, ear, spiritual man, that we might be able to receive. We thank you, Father God, on tonight that we pull into each other. We all got filled. We all in the overflow. We all are into new dimensions in the kingdom of God on tonight. And God, we give you all praise, all glory and honor. We shall bark your name and we say hallelujah, and we thank you again, and we give you all praise and glory on in Jesus' name. I love you all, and thank you for your support. I could not did it without you all on tonight. God bless everyone.